Hey, everybody. Andrew Colvin in for Charlie Kirk as he's on assignment at CU Boulder. We have to talk about Haiti, though. The press is saying it's debunked. They're saying it's totally false. We break that down, why the press is actually lying to you and why there's more to this story than they care to admit. We also bring up the fact that Kamala Harris is a radical plagiarist. Yep, she copy and pasted Joe Biden's campaign policies. We break that down. And more, we talk with Brian Glenn, who's on the ground in Philly, for a little debate preview. If what we do here on the show means something to you, if you get something out of it, if this is a refuge in a sea of chaos and disinformation and fake news, we would be honored if you would consider joining members.charliekirk.com. Buckle up. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Noble Gold Investments is the official gold sponsor of The Charlie Kirk Show, a company that specializes in gold IRAs and physical delivery of precious metals. Learn how you could protect your wealth with Noble Gold Investments at NobleGoldInvestments.com. That is NobleGoldInvestments.com. It's where I buy all of my gold. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com.
I want to break down this whole Springfield, Ohio thing. I know we touched on it yesterday, but this story is not going away. The New York Times, and we have this image, New York Times puts out this report, 75. Trump campaign amplifies false claim about Haitian migrants in Ohio. Well, okay, is it debunked? Is it false? Or is it unproven? Those are two entirely different things. So J.D. Vance came out on Twitter this morning, X, and said, in the last several weeks, my office has received many inquiries from actual residents of Springfield who've said their neighbors' pets or local wildlife were abducted by Haitian migrants. Now, remember, let me pause here. J.D. Vance is still a senator from Ohio. His office is located in Columbus. They are getting reports from constituents. And by the way, this isn't just Springfield. Springfield is the epicenter of this current story. But it's much bigger than Springfield. Charlie tweeted out this morning, hey, if you live in Ohio and you know something about this story, send me emails. We've gotten emails from all over Ohio. There's 20,000 in Springfield. One third of Springfield's residents are now Haitian, thanks to Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. One third. And this is deep Midwest Trump country. One third. An absolute bombardment of foreigners coming into any community when you transform it that rapidly, that dramatically. And he says, it's possible, of course, that all these rumors will turn out to be false. Do you know what is confirmed? That a child was murdered by a Haitian migrant who had no right to be here. That local health services have been overwhelmed. That communicable diseases like TB, tuberculosis, and HIV have been on the rise. That local schools have struggled to keep up with newcomers who don't know English. That rents have risen so fast that many Springfield families can't afford to put a roof over their head. Now, we know that Kamala Harris has bragged about being the one that helped get them here, gave them temporary protected status. Over 100,000, two waves of them. Now, he ends his tweet with like this. If you're a reporter or an activist who didn't give a S word about these suffering Americans until yesterday, I have some advice. Spare your outrage for your fellow citizens suffering under Kamala Harris's policies. Be outraged at yourself for letting this happen. Hear, hear, J.D. Vance. You see, real journalists go to the place where the story is originating and they get firsthand accounts. So that's exactly what we're doing through Turning Point USA. There is a front lines journalist on the ground, flew on a red eye last night. So please, if you are in the Ohio area, you know people in Springfield, send us an email. Freedom@charliekirk.com, freedom@charliekirk.com. We're getting those leads directly over to the journalists on the ground. So please send them here. We want to know the truth. That's all. But to J.D. Vance's point, when you dramatically shift a population and you transform it overnight, and for what? We also have to ask the bigger question, why? Why? Why does it make sense on taxpayer-funded airplanes to fly these people into a place like Ohio to transform a local population so that it's now one-third Haitian instead of trying to help those people in their home country? Why is that the knee-jerk reaction of the Democrat Party to fly and fly them into America and transform our local populations, transform the local culture? Now, perhaps all these reports are wrong, but to say it's without evidence is completely and utterly false. So let's play some of the tape. Let's play cut 26. This is a local Springfield, Ohio resident saying he himself has seen and heard that this is happening at local parks. Now, it might all be rumor, but it's not without evidence. New York Times, play 26.
I think it's like kind of odd that like a guy like me has to come out from doing what I do on a daily basis to have fun, because I see what's going on in these streets. And I see you guys just sitting up there in them comfy chairs and suits, and like, and I'm getting out here every day and I'm broadcasting this, and you guys are just sitting up there in suits or something. Like, I really challenge you guys to get out here and do something. These Haitians are running into trash cans. They're running into buildings. They're running into, they flipping cars in the middle of the street. They're in the park grabbing up ducks by their neck and cutting their head off and walking off with them and eating them. Like, we got to do something, bro. It's kids out here getting hurt. Like, only reason I even went on here and said something about it is because somebody told me they walking from the school and a Haitian almost ran into them.
So, New York Times, is that man lying? Are you calling that man a liar? He went up and spoke to the city council before this was even a national viral news story. Did he just make it all up? What about all the Facebook posts where people put their name behind it and said this has to stop? Let's go ahead and play another clip of a Springfield, Ohio resident saying she doesn't feel safe anymore. 27, play it now.
But it is so unsafe. I have men that cannot speak English in my front yard screaming at me, throwing mattresses in my front yard, throwing trash in my front yard. And I can't. I look at me. I weigh 95 pounds. I couldn't defend myself if I had to. My husband is elderly. And last night, after living in this home for 45 years, he said, Noelle, guess what? It's time to pack up and move. He said, we can't do this anymore. He said, it's killing both of us mentally.
So she ends that clip by saying she's going to leave. And she begs the city council saying, give me an excuse not to leave this town. What have you done to this town? Where is the mayor, by the way? Why is the mayor not getting ahead of this and saying, we don't have the resources, we don't have the bandwidth to absorb a third of our population just overnight becoming Haitian? They don't speak English. They don't know how to drive, apparently. There's other reports that have suggested that insurance rates have gone through the roof because of all the accidents. And a local gentleman posted a montage of all the Haitians getting into accidents. What about social services? Other reports have indicated that there's been a dramatic rise in abuse and harassment allegations. Local police are reporting that 9-to-1, their caseload is now Haitians. The bigger point is this: immigration and mass immigration and an invasion perpetrated by the Biden-Harris administration is not victimless. It is American people that are suffering.
If your approach to everyday aches and pains is to mask them, you know, feel better for a few hours only to have the pain return and then repeat the cycle all over again. It's time to try Relief Factor. And the good news is Relief Factor makes it quite easy. Their 3-week quick start is just $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Instead of masking pain, Relief Factor helps eliminate it. How? Well, its unique formula of natural ingredients helps support your body's response to inflammation. Relief Factor was developed by doctors. It's 100% drug-free. And for so many people, the results are game-changing, even life-changing. So give it a try right now. Their 3-week quick start is just $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That is 1-800-4-RELIEF. See how in a few weeks or even a few days, Relief Factor can reduce your pain. So don't mask your pain. Fight naturally with Relief Factor, relieffactor.com.
We're going to keep hammering this because it's not about pets. It's not about whether people's cats are getting eaten, although that is disgusting and likely true. And by the way, folks, just so you're aware, we pulled up a 2021 report out of Chile. It was a tweet saying people's animals are getting eaten in Chile. This was from 2021, before there was a viral story, before Musk even owned Twitter, saying, you got to help us. This has to stop. These Haitians in Chile are eating our pets, and residents are finding pet bones in all these bags. And there was a 2023 report out of Queens, New York, that said that there was a rise in animal ritualistic killings and cult ceremonies. This is not, I mean, you got to remember, these people are verified cannibals. Not all of them, of course. I've actually been to Haiti. Lovely people, many of them. But the culture is essentially breaking down. I mean, it's a failed state. A lot of the people don't understand the basics of modern society. They don't know how to sort files in numeric order. That was another story we read this morning. The social services are basically non-existent. It is not the model country that you want for your society. And to act like it's anything else, throw this picture up. This is a disgusting picture. You have to throw this picture up. This is 28. Put 28 up on the screen. This is all these celebrities virtue signaling that Haiti is already great. It's not true. It's just not true. So you can put the shirt on and you can act like it's some fabulous place. It's not. It's deforested. They have massive, massive problems culturally, economically, spiritually. And to absorb that many into your society is completely beyond reasonable. It is insane. It is a dereliction of duty. It should be criminal. People should be held accountable. But we don't live in that world right now. That's why November is so important, because we want to restore a sense of normalcy. And coming in to the chaos is none other than J.D. Vance, the vice presidential nominee, wonderful selection. J.D. Vance is a phenomenal, phenomenal and an articulate defender and surrogate of President Trump's policy. Play 77 and listen to this man in his own words lay out the problem as clearly as I've heard anybody do it in some time. Play cut 77.
And I think that what Kamala Harris has done at the border, it's not just bad economically, it's not just bad for public safety. She has eroded the very foundation of the social contract in this country. And we talk about division in our politics, and Kamala has this ridiculous slogan, we're not going back. The reason why politics is so divided is because she has turned American citizens against one another while she's placed the interests of illegal aliens above American citizens. You want to turn the page and get back to common American citizenship? Stop putting illegal aliens to the front of the line of American citizens.
That's exactly right. The social contract exists that we pay our taxes, we do what we're supposed to do, we follow the laws, we have faith in our leaders to apply the laws fairly and to protect American citizens first. That's the social contract, that I get to raise my kids in a safe environment, in a safe neighborhood, with safe streets that are policed by cops and law enforcement, and that when we have problems, that the needs, wants, and concerns of American citizens are going to be put first. So again, it's not about pets. I don't care about the New York Times, although it's probably true. We're not going to get off this story. And again, I just want to remind you, if you are in the Ohio area and you know something about this story, please send us an email at freedom@charliekirk.com. We have a reporter on the ground. We're going to get to the bottom of it, because it is emblematic of a larger problem. Everybody on the left says that all cultures are equal, that everybody's the same, and that these people are actually probably better than the native-born Americans, and they work harder, and they're more noble, and all of these things. And it's not true. What we need to focus on is restoring the social contract, as J.D. Vance laid out there, to make sure that we're living up to our end of the bargain when it comes to American citizens and putting our own people first, and not flooding their neighborhoods and their communities with foreigners who have no right to be here, who are making them feel unsafe, that are littering, that are speaking a foreign language, that are inundating the social services, the hospitals, and the schools. It's criminal. Again, what happened in Ohio, what's happening all across the country, what happened in Aurora, Colorado, what happened, there's new reports they took over another apartment complex in Houston today. It shouldn't be this way, and enough is enough.
Hey, everybody. Charlie Kirk here. What an unbelievable start to 2024. We had last month saving babies with preborn by providing ultrasounds. And we're doing again this year what we did last year. We're going to stand for life because remaining silent in the face of the most radically pro-death administration is not an option. As Sir Edmund Burke said, the only thing necessary for the triumph of evil is for good men to do nothing, and we're not going to do nothing. Your gift to preborn will give a girl the truth about what's happening in her body so that she can make the right choice. $280 can save 10 babies. $28 a month can save a baby a month all year long. And a $15,000 gift will provide a complete ultrasound machine that will save thousands of babies for years and years to come. And will also save moms from a lifetime of pain and regret. Call 833-850-2229. That's 833-850-2229, or click on the preborn banner at charliekirk.com. That is charliekirk.com, and click on the preborn banner. Also, save moms from a lifetime of pain and regret. I'm a donor to this organization. They're terrific. Go to charliekirk.com, click on the preborn banner.
All right, folks. The reports are starting to come in from some of our friends in Ohio, and I'm about to read one of those to you. It is shocking. So again, the New York Times says that these reports out of Springfield are false. It's been debunked. It's just a racist conspiracy theory by MAGA. Meanwhile, local residents continue to sound the alarm, and I'm going to read a report that we just got. You guys are going to want to listen. Listen in. Lean in. So this came in just moments ago, and apparently our team has verified the underlying elements of this guy's identity. This seems legit. And this is what he said. About a year ago, they were in their backyard, and I'm going to be vague about the identity for the time being, and they heard what appeared to be a cat fight. This man and his wife went into the alley to investigate, and they found Haitians grilling a carcass over an open flame cinder block grill. There were entrails in the alleyway which enabled them to identify the carcass as belonging to a cat rather than a goat or some other food animal. They did not get photographic evidence, unfortunately. They also relayed that they have moved the geese out of the local park using ODNR resources, which presents another avenue that we're going to investigate. He claims that he attempted to make a police report, but they refused to take it. And they ordered him to call animal control, which was closed on that Saturday. He suggests, this is this guy's suggestion, that the city officials are unwilling to deal with this issue and that they're deliberately covering up the evidence of this problem. So is it false? Is it debunked? Or are these potentially rumors and local residents are just making up lies? 20,000 Haitians in town, there are sure to be a lot of, let's just say, different reports that are going to come to the surface. So there is a reporter named Tyler Oliveira who's on the ground here. And I'm just going to do, I'm going to play these last two clips, and then I want to touch on a story with Kamala Harris plagiarizing her policy platform. But let's go ahead and play a clip of 72. This is clip 72. And he's asking this local resident, do you think that the city's taking care of you first, or are you getting sidelined, backburnered by all these new arrivals? Play cut 72.
Do you think the town's taking care of their local residents that were here first and foremost?
Oh, no. Hell no. I've been trying to get a medical, just a simple Medicaid card since June. They took me off of, I'm a vet. They took me off of the disability and made me start paying for my own disability. They so backed up in there. They didn't ask me for the same information three times, and I didn't gave it to them three times, and they still sending me the same letters. So it's frustrating.
Let's go to 73. So this is actually talking about the caseload within the local police department. Cut 73.
What do you think the split is between new Haitians that have come in here and
Springfieldian OGs, if you will?
I don't know too much about all...
Observationally, what have you seen?
9 to 1 easy.
9 to 1?
Yeah, it seems like for most part. Until we get later in the afternoons, then it sort of like evens out. That's when most of the locals tend to come in.
9 to 1 for a large chunk of the day. 9 to 1 newcomers versus local residents. And they make up 1/3 of the population. So, again, let's make the big thing the big thing. And that is that these people have no business being here. There's no justifiable reason for us to just ship about 1/5 of the Haitian population to America. There's no rational explanation of why that's the best course of action instead of trying to help Haiti in Haiti. And meanwhile, American vets, local residents of our small towns are getting screwed. All right, I want to change tacks here for just 1 second. So in the dead of night over the weekend, Kamala Harris released a policy proposal, her policy platform. And to set the backdrop, we have to remember that Kamala Harris and her campaign want to present her as this outsider challenging the status quo. And she's going to bring new, fresh ideas. Big problem. She is the incumbent candidate. She is vice president. She's been in power for nearly 4 years. The Democrats have been in power for 12 out of the last 16 years. And so her policy platform is going to struggle mightily to separate from the failures of Joe Biden. But here's the problem, another problem. Turns out she copied and pasted most of her policy platform from Joe Biden's campaign. How do we know this? Because the source code reveals that it was copy and pasted. So this is going to present a massive problem, and I hope that Trump brings it up to on the debate stage tonight. This is the same old tired policies of Joe Biden and the radical handlers that they have surrounded themselves with in Washington, D.C., just worse and more radical with somebody who has less experience and who has not had an original thought in her head in many a year. Kamala Harris is a weather vane of a politician. She puts her finger in the air and she sees what ideas are percolating within left-wing silos, and then she essentially will choose the worst of them in order to present herself as the most progressive, because that's how she's coded. That's what she knows. From the way she was brought up to her political upbringing in San Francisco, she knows to code herself as the most progressive woman in the room. And she's going to be mean. She's going to look, she's going to be a prosecutor and act like she's fighting for the little man. Meanwhile, she's a complete puppet of the establishment, the well-moneyed establishment. There's no new way forward. This is more of the same tired and failed policies that got us here in the first place, that ruined Springfield, Ohio, that ruined Aurora, Colorado, that killed Laken Riley and Rachel Morin and countless others. And a small boy, 11-year-old boy in a school bus in Springfield, Ohio, that was thrown from the bus when a Haitian immigrant ran into the bus, and he was crushed by that bus. Countless other stories like this. This is the hell that has been unleashed by Kamala Harris. And now she's plagiarizing Joe Biden's policy platform. And this is all over America, by the way. This is all over America. So what do we know about Kamala Harris's achievements? And by the way, Charlie had a great video, and Ryan, you should bring it up, that's going social, of him challenging a student who says he's voting for Kamala Harris. And Charlie says, what has she done as a vice president that would give you any confidence that she would be a good president? Of course she can't give anything. Of course he can't defend that position. Basically, the position is she's the first female vice president, and that should be a good thing. And, oh, yeah, abortion. So what has she done? Well, she's allowed 10 to 15 million unvetted illegals into the country. She's overseen historic inflation that has made America completely unaffordable for people like the residents of Springfield, Ohio. Record high gas prices in all 50 states. Record high consumer debt. People run up their credit cards trying to afford eggs and gas and basic essentials and rent. They've released numerous terrorists into the country. 99 in fiscal year 2023, according to Chip Roy. 99 terrorists just released into the interior that we knew were on the terror watch list. She personally helped spark the Ukraine-Russia war when she went and saber-rattled in Munich. Her and Joe Biden have enriched Iran, which has unleashed terror on Israel, our ally in the region. They oversaw the disastrous withdrawal from Afghanistan, which alone should be disqualifying. She brags that she was the last person in the room that made that decision. She stands by it, she says. One of the most humiliating military operations in American history. Violent crime skyrocketing. 200 people die every day from fentanyl poisoning that she has overseen as border czar being released into the country by cartels. She also is now on the record, according to new CNN report, where she signed a questionnaire from the ACLU in 2019, where she wants to defund ICE. She is pro funding gender transitions for illegals. She is against ICE detainers. She is against criminalizing any and all drugs, including heroin, fentanyl, crack. But this is bombshell stuff. She is on the record. And then CNN asked her, do you take any of this back? Do you want to clarify any of this? And guess what she said? No. Believe her when she tells you how radical she is. She will take the worst, most radical idea that is being floated in left-wing intelligentsia and adopt it as her own. Not an original thought in her head.
Hey, everybody. Charlie Kirk here. Americans are tired and frustrated by a stalling economy, inflation, endless wars, and the relentless assault on our values. Thankfully, there's companies like Patriot Mobile that still believe in America and our Constitution. I'm proud to partner with Patriot Mobile because they're on the front lines fighting for the First and Second Amendments, sanctity of life, and our military and first responder heroes. Take a stand for conservative causes and put America first by switching to Patriot Mobile today. You'll get the same nationwide coverage as the big providers because Patriot Mobile operates across all three major networks. Plus, they back their service with a coverage guarantee. Their 100% U.S.-based customer service team will find the best plan for your needs. Go to patriotmobile.com/Charlie or call 972-PATRIOT. Right now, get a free month when you use offer code Charlie. Don't get fooled by other providers pretending to share your values or the same coverage. Go to patriotmobile.com/Charlie or call 972-PATRIOT for your free month of service today. That is patriotmobile.com/Charlie, patriotmobile.com/Charlie.
We're just going to go ahead and play this cut because it was crazy. CNN report last night, the one that Elon retweeted. Go ahead and play the original team 66.
A K-File investigation has uncovered, meantime, a 2019 questionnaire. And in this questionnaire, Harris laid out some much more liberal stances, among them on immigration. So in 2019, in what K-File found, she said she would cut funding to ICE, writing, quote, "Our immigrant detention system is out of control, and I believe we must end the unfair incarceration of thousands of individuals, families, and children. I was one of the first senators after President Trump was elected to advocate for a decrease in funding to ICE." Well, now, of course, she's touting the Biden administration's executive order to crack down on the border.
She said on immigration, she made this open-ended pledge to end immigrant detention. She said she supported taxpayer-funded gender transition surgeries for detained migrants. She also said she supported
taxpayer-funded gender transition surgeries for detained migrants.
For detained migrants.
She actually said she supported that.
She wrote and answered in the affirmative when she was asked this. Oh. And she said she also supported it for federal prisoners. Now, she also pledged to slash immigration detention by 50%, close all family and private facilities, and decrease funding for ICE, and then the end ICE detainers with local law enforcement.
She goes on, that report, that video goes on to say that she also supports decriminalizing all drugs at the federal level. This is radical, destructive, chaos-inducing policies, and she is not going back on them. She was asked to clarify. She said, hey, my values haven't changed. She was asked to clarify this particular report. She said, you know, we're going to keep using a pragmatic approach to solving the nation's problems. You cannot turn the page on a nightmare you created, Kamala. You cannot turn the page on a nightmare you created. You are the incumbent, and you're going to have to own all of this. Right now, we are joined by Brian Glenn. He's the campaign correspondent for Real America's Voice and host of Saving America with Brian Glenn. Brian, you are on the ground in Philadelphia. Tell us, set the scene for our audience.
All right. Good afternoon, everybody. I am just really yards away from some very historical points here in Philadelphia. One being the National Constitution Center that's behind the cameras where the debate will take place tonight. Behind me is the legendary Liberty Bell. And I think it's all fitting, Andrew, that today's debate is in the most patriotic, freedom-loving city and area that we have in this country. And we're going to find out tonight which candidate running for president actually stands behind all these values that have made this country great, Andrew.
Well, thank you for that setting the scene there, Brian. And yeah, Philadelphia, a site of so many historic moments in our history that we really should do a better job of remembering. But Brian, now you are in touch with the campaign. You're hearing things on the ground. Do you have any idea of the strategy that President Trump is planning to employ? Are you likewise hearing anything about what Kamala Harris is expected to do tonight?
Okay, I'll start with President Trump. Obviously, he's going to stick to his policies. He's going to run towards his policies over the last 4 years that have really made turned this country around from a fiscally to a national security issue. So he's going to run toward those policies and stick on that. I think he's going to ask the very simple question that you, if you saw the movie Reagan, that he asked, are you better off now than you were 4 years ago? And let that be the question that resonates with the viewers. Now, as far as Kamala Harris is concerned, I think she's going to try and distance herself as much as possible from her policies and from the administration with Joe Biden. And from what I understand, she is going to try and we've seen this on social media posts. She's going to try to regurgitate, for the most part, everything that President Trump has stands for, and letting maybe the American people think that she is actually for these things. But Andrew, you and I both know how she flip-flopped on so many issues. One being the most shocking thing that I saw, and I saw it on CNN about paying for transitioning surgeries on illegal immigrants in this country who want to transition. That is using taxpayer dollars, American taxpayer dollars, for that transitioning. So if anybody is on the fence of where Kamala Harris stands in terms of immigration and really, you know, honoring the Declaration of Independence and some of the founding fathers who met behind me years ago to lay out the groundwork for the, you know, patriotic fabric for this country, she's going to try and convince the American people that she is for those things. But I think President Trump during this debate is going to really do a deep dive in her past. And I think this is a great format, Andrew, that before she can push out sound bites that are more favorable to her camp in these 30-second, 90-second clips. But in this format, she's going to have to really explain, and the clock is going to be running on how she feels about these certain topics. And I think this is where the Trump team tries to expose a lot of the misconceptions of Kamala Harris and really try to and clear up any type of fuzziness of where she stands. And President Trump, like I said before, he's going to stick to policies. You know, I'm one of these guys with the muted mics and the unmuted mics. For me, it really doesn't make a whole lot of difference. I would love to see some of his impromptu comments when she says something to try to correct the on the record. But we won't have that tonight. So it's going to have very much like the last debate that we had. We will have muted mics. So any type of post comment when the clock goes off, we're simply not going to hear that.
You know, I think that's good analysis, Brian, because this is going to be very similar in a lot of ways to what we saw with the first debate with Joe Biden. I mean, new polling has showed that the American people believe that Trump is the change candidate and that Kamala Harris is more of the status quo. So that's good. The astroturfing is not getting through. But I think you're right. I think it's going to be nearly impossible for Kamala Harris to distance herself from some of these radical positions in that CNN clip. We were just talking about it. It's a huge, huge bombshell that's dropped the day before what I believe is the most pivotal debate that we've had in modern American history. Brian, thank you so much from Philly. We've got to go, but great analysis, and we'll see you tonight.
Thanks, Andrew. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Brian. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Talk to you soon.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.